Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, it's our Pick 6 segment, joined by Steve Geller. Guys, let's do this pretty quick. So, Charlie?
Rock and roll. I'll just go through real quick what happened last week. Steve, you and I atop the list.
Oh, 4-2 records. You know something's going wrong if I'm up top.
Yeah, no, it was fun, man. Bobby went 3-3. Mike, it came down to a Hail Mary from Jaden Daniels, but you fall to 2-4 this past week. So looking at the updated standings, I'm at 28-20. Mike, you're at 26-22. Bobby's at 20-28. And Steve is at 23-25. It's not a great week of action, guys. I picked three games from college football week 10 that I think are pretty interesting. And obviously the clear highlight here, number 4, Ohio State, opens as 3.5-point favorites at number 3, Penn State, for a day game. It feels like that should be a night game, shouldn't
it? Yeah, I agree with you totally. Rich Marty assured me Penn State would win, so I'm going to go with Penn State.
Okay.
I'm sticking with you and Rich for sure. I like Penn State getting 3 at home.
Maybe I'm mistaken here, guys. I just don't trust James Franklin one bit.
Neither do I.
Ohio State minus 3.5. I'm with Bobby on this one. So this is a split right down the middle. I'm putting this down. Up next, we got number 10, Texas A&M, after a huge top 15 victory over LSU last weekend. They traveled to South Carolina. What a lot of people are saying could be a potential trap game, but they opened as 2.5-point favorites on the road, guys. Bobby's got A&M in this game, and I agree.
I liked the defense of the Gamecocks in this one, so give me the South Carolina at home.
There you go.
A&M. I think it's close, but, man, 2.5, that's nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought this would be at least 5. You got 2.5? That goes to show you what they think of South Carolina's defense.
Correct, and that defensive line specifically. And then the other top 20 game that we have this weekend, guys, number 18 Pitt at number 20 SMU. SMU opens as 7.5-point favorites at home, guys.
I am rolling with all home teams in college this week, gentlemen. I got SMU here giving the 7.5.
You got A&M on the – oh, no, you have South Carolina. That's
right.
No, okay. You got South Carolina.
Okay. I'm going with another road team here. So I'm actually the opposite, Steve. I'm going all road teams. Okay. Ohio State, A&M, and Pitt. Plus 7.5. I think SMU probably wins this game, but I don't think it's going to be by more than a touchdown.
Give me Pitt and the points.
I think Kyle McCord is still having nightmares about that game from last weekend.
God.
Bobby has SMU, so he agrees with you, Steve. Moving on, guys, we got NFL Week 9. The Saints open as 7-point favorites in Carolina.
I'm going with the Saints, but don't ask me why.
I'm with you, too, and I don't know who's going to be at quarterback, if it's Andy Dalton, Bryce Young, or it looking like Derek Carr for the Saints. But right now, I know it's definitely desperation mode if it hasn't been already for this black and gold squad. So I'm with you, Mike. I don't know why I'm giving the 7, but I'm doing it.
If it's Bryce, then I wouldn't even have thought about
Steve,
it.
Steve, you took the Saints.
I'm taking the Saints, right.
Yeah, this is a clean sweep. I didn't just listen to what Mark Schlereth had to say about Bryce Young there.
And Little Bryce.
No, I mean, we were kind of joking with Stink that he has the Tennessee-New England game. This game is just as bad.
Woof, right.
My goodness is, who pulled that straw when you're handing out assignments?
Well, who's pulling the Saints-Panthers straw, too, this weekend?
Yeah, that one ain't good, but, man, Tennessee and the Patriots did win last week. But, come on, man, the Jets are bad.
Yeah.
They bad and boring, too.
We got the straw, Charlie, for 8 a.m. pregame coverage of that one.
You know it, buddy.
Good luck.
Next, we have a really good game in the NFC, the Lions at the Packers. Detroit 3.5-point favorites in Green Bay, guys.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Lions here only because Jordan Love, man, he's got a groin injury, and that seems to be not something that's minor.
The Lions are lambasting everyone. Yeah. They're just blowing
people out. I'm going
with
Detroit.
Yeah.
I went with the Lions, too, guys, for the same reason, Mike. I don't know what Jordan Love's status is for this one. Green Bay at home is a little scary, but, when you don't have your main dude under center. Although, the backup's been pretty good.
And listen, Malik, man.
Yeah, he's got a job.
At Auburn and Liberty, and then he goes to the Titans. He didn't get no coaching there. None. I mean, it was bad. And then he pulls out wins with Green Bay. Goes to show coaching does matter in this world.
Yes, it does
matter.
And so this is the second straight clean sweep in the NFL action, guys. I got the Saints. Bobby's got the Saints. I got the Lions. Bobby's got the Lions. Everyone's got the Saints and Lions this week. So congratulations to the Panthers and Packers, obviously. Moving on to the Cowboys at the Falcons, wrapping it up with another NFC battle. I don't even want to call it a showdown because the Cowboys have kind of stunk this year.
Well, we know who Bobby's picking in this one.
Yeah, he's actually...
Oh, this is tough for him.
Yeah, well, I guess it's kind of up in there. He's got the Falcons, obviously.
Wait a minute. The Falcons cut him a check at one time.
Yeah, that's true. Right. That's true.
Come on. He ain't got nothing against Atlanta.
He constantly calls Dallas the cowgirl, so you know he's not going there.
The Falcons are 2.5-point favorites at home, and he's got the Falcons covering that 2.5 points.
I'm rolling with Kirk Cousins and the Dirty Birds, too, man.
There is going to be no action on Sunday. Everything's going to be decided by Saturday, guys, because I also have the Falcons.
Wow, okay.
This is the first home team I'm picking in this entire thing, so we'll see how that works out for me.